With inner confidence, I stand 10 feet tall. With inner confidence, I stand 10 feet tall. How wonderful that is. How wonderful it is to believe in myself. How wonderful it is to know who I am. How wonderful it is to enjoy my life and live my life in every possible way as a delightful, happy, harmonious being. How wonderful that is. But how really important it is for me to know exactly who and what I am. I know, if I start from the beginning of my attitude, that I am divine. I know that I am divine. Now, if I start from that beginning, if I start from that early concept, and then move on, I can only move into the direction of completion, fulfillment, wonderful qualities that are just unbeatable. They're just unimaginable. Can you imagine that if you were to say to yourself, I can do it. If you were to say to yourself about anything you faced in life, I can do it. If you were to say to yourself in anything you say in your life that this is something that is natural for me to do, it's something right for me to do, it's something perfect for me to do, this I can do. Now, if you say that to yourself, then everything begins to fall into place. Now, you have to say, I can do it, because if you don't say, I can do it, you never will try. If you don't say, I can do it, you will never pursue it. If you don't say, I can do it, you'll never even prove to yourself just how wonderful you are. But the moment you say, I can do it, with inner confidence, I stand 10 feet tall, I can accomplish anything. I can walk any road, I can talk to anybody, I can listen to anybody and understand exactly what they have in mind. I am a very confident person. Now, confidence doesn't come by accident. Confidence comes because I choose to build it. I choose to say, yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can. That's confidence. No, I can't. That's a lack of confidence. But when I say, yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can, I am building in me a confidence to accomplish and fulfill anything I want to accomplish or fulfill. It's easy to do, it's wonderful to do, it's powerful to do, it's great to do, and it's who and what I am and where I am. And I love it. I love every moment of it. I love every moment of my life, of being confident, of being myself. Because this is what it's all about. Truly, this is what it's all about. Last night I was walking on the meditation trail at about 9:30 at night, and it was pitch dark out, and the sky was a complete cloud, and it had rained, and all of my footpaths were very wet, and they were very rainy and ditchy and so forth. And I was walking with Rex, and we were going along, and he was smelling all sorts of new and wonderful scents. And he was pulling this way and pulling that way, but not too bad. But he was just trying to smell all the wonderful things that were going on in the world for him. So, as I walked along, I came to places where the path would go down a little bit. And when it went down, it was a slidey, muddy path. And so I said to myself, with confidence, I have firm footing. I have firm footing wherever I step. Wherever I put my feet, I have firm footing. And then one little place, it was a little gushy and a little slippery. And my foot started to move as though it were going to slide. And I said, I have firm step. And in that instant, I had a firm step. The slidiness went away. The gushiness was not really it was negligible. And I went my way in perfect harmony. Now, you say, well, that's just a little thing. That's just a little thing. Yes, but when you work, when I work on just the little things, when I work on everything I do and appreciate it, see, this is it. Most of the things we don't appreciate. We don't appreciate that we have good footing. We don't appreciate that when we speak our word, we're walking in the sunshine. When we speak our word, we're walking in the light. When we speak our word, there's always a lighted path before us. When we speak our word, we can accomplish anything we choose to accomplish. But we must speak our word. And not only that we speak our word, confidence comes because not only that we speak our word, but we know that our word is true. We know that our word is true and is justified and manifest. We know that. You see, that's a big part of this confidence thing. Confidence is not something that just happens and people say, oh, I'm confident and I'm sure of that and this and that. And they're really not sure. They're really not aware of just what it is they're talking about. They're not aware of how wonderful their life is. They're just not aware of it. And because they're not aware of it, they don't have that feeling of being 10 feet tall. You see, that feeling of being 10 feet tall, sure, it's just an idea, but it's the feeling of 10 feet tall is the feeling of, wow, yes, wow, I can do it. Yes, I have the courage, the power, the enthusiasm, the talent, the wisdom. I have all these things to do it, and I can do it. And with inner confidence, I stand 10 feet tall. With this belief in myself, the belief in myself to do anything I choose to do, that is a confidence. That is a feeling of ability. That's a feeling of accomplishment. That's a feeling of joy. Confidence doesn't make you rich or poor. It doesn't make you anything. It just reveals that you are in charge of you. You are in charge of your life. You are in charge of your thoughts. You are in charge of your dreams. You are in charge of everybody and everything in your life. Yesterday in the afternoon, Rex was going along to lunch, and he stopped to dig on a hillside. And he thought, oh boy, most all virgin territory, digging didn't make any difference. But I said, come on, Rex, it's time to go to lunch now. And he just dug. And I went in, and I closed the door. And later, I saw him come to the door. And I said, well, you decided to come. Well, last night, as I was going to supper, I let Rex off the leash just at the top of the hill leading down into the monastery. And as I walked down the staircase going to the monastery, Rex stopped off at his hillside and started digging in the wet, muggy ground. And I said, Rex, come. And he looked at me and went on digging. And then I firmly spoke and I said, Rex, come. I mean this. I didn't say I mean this, but I meant it. I said it with total confidence and total assurance in my voice, not meanness, but I made a statement, and that statement was to be carried out. That was a command, and he was to follow that command and listen to that command and do that command. And instantly, he came away from his fun digging and walked with me down to the monastery. That's a little thing, but it's in these little things where I remember that with inner confidence, I stand 10 feet tall. With that inner belief in myself, when I make a command or I make a word or I make a decision of anything at all, it is carried out. And I practice this, I practice this, I practice this. And as I practice this, my skill becomes greater and greater. My confidence becomes more and more assured. And who and what I am becomes more and more the reality that I am. And I find that life is very wonderful, very joyful, very fantastic. Life is filled with every beautiful, magnificent, uplifting thing. And all because, with inner confidence, I stand 10 feet tall. With inner confidence, I can accomplish all. With inner confidence, it is my gift to myself right now. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know you love it too. Have a lovely day. I'm always thinking lovely thoughts about you.